a marvelous Monday here. This is Casey with Wake Up with Casey. Thank you for joining me, and I'm sorry about, and I apologize for this delay, a little delay, and this Monday's episode, but I'm just no words to describe what I'm feeling right now. And it happened unexpectedly. There is like a couple of things that happened unexpectedly. It is allergy season, and I get lost in, you know, what time of season it is. And I realized that there was something going on when I started like the sneezing, getting a little cough, a little tickle on my throat, my eyes watering. That should have been my sign that, hey, allergy season. My throat started hurting and swelling up to where I was having like difficulty swallowing. So I'm like, oh, no, not now. I got that taken care of. I sort of like started nipping it in the butt. And then something happened. And it's all good. Don't get me wrong. But it wasn't quite like we were starting to get ready for it. And, well, you can never get ready for something like this, honestly. You have like somewhat of a time frame, but it can happen, in a, you know, still earlier than what you expect. And yeah, I'm just overjoyed and just processing, overjoyed, calm, and just in awe. And I just wanted to share it with you because I have a new joy in my life. And well, my daughter had an early delivery, and she has blessed me with my first grandson. So I don't know if you could there. Yeah. And he's a ginger. So yeah, they're going to be coming home hopefully today, fingers crossed, this afternoon. But yeah, I've been busy. And he's just so precious. And yeah, I feel for him because, you know, these little ones that are coming in right now, on a soul and spiritual level, very brave, very courageous to come into this world right now with everything going on. So I'm very supportive, and, you know, right now, this soul that reincarnated into this adorable, handsome human being, I'm just here to help him adapt to being in this human body and guide him and his mother. You know, this is her first time being a mom, so she's in the mom club now, and she has totally transformed. You know, I've mentioned her struggles on my episode and whatnot, and you know, even like with her physical health, her mental health, and her struggles, and then her bringing forth now this new little being has totally like shifted her mindset, her whole perspective. Like, she's in awe. Like, you know what I mean, moms out there. You know, when you, even though her struggles and, you know, the, with not being able to have a job, without, you know, all her mental stuff that she was dealing with and her physical health and whatnot, and being very courageous in carrying this through. I mean, it was a little too late to do anything about it, to be honest. But I told her, I said, whatever you decide, whatever you choose, I'm right there with you. This is your life. You got to do what you feel is best for you. And she has managed throughout all her struggles to carry this through and bring this adorable, handsome little man into this world. And she has awesome support with her partner, you know, stepping up and everything. I have to give him kudos. He was very there on hands, helping her get through and actually witnessing what she was going through too. I think that helped him, like, holy shit. I'm like, wow. And his parents, you know, being very supportive. We all are. We all, like, united and band together to help both of them because they're both young. We know what it's like. It's like we became elders, you know? It's like, we know this rodeo. This ain't our first rodeo. We've been there. We know what it's like to struggle and have to. And we're here to help guide them and lift them up, give them encouragement, support, you know, emotionally, spiritually, whatever we can do, you know? But it is difficult. You know, it can be, especially if you do not have, you know, support and whatnot. So I'm going to be talking a little bit more about a lot of things. And I'm just trying to pace myself what to go through and go with the flow where I feel led and whatnot. So please bear with me. But right now, this little handsome guy, I mean, he's just so freaking adorable, you know, and very courageous and brave to come into this chaotic world. And I'm like, on a soul contract level, I'm like, what did you sign up for? What did you want to do to come into this life now? What changes are you going to make for the better for humanity and mankind and this wonderful earth that we live on? Not just him, but also these little ones that decided to still come on a soul level to come into this chaotic earth. This is the hardest to come into and reincarnate and whatnot. And kudos to them that have decided to reincarnate, come here with everything that's going on. They're brave souls. And I commend them. I honor them because they truly are brave to come now in this day and age. And you know what? We should look at it in a different perspective. If they're brave enough to come in this chaos and whatnot, then we should come together and unite together to change things for the better. No more greed, power trips, ego-driven, narcissistic, misogynistic, and all these negative things over power, control, manipulation, all that stuff. Even religion, I'm going to put it out there. Even religion, and some of this politic bullshit. You know, it's all stems from the root of power and control. And I just, no. No more. We have to get common sense back and change our mindsets to it has and it must be a win-win for all. When it's a win-win for all and everyone, then it's a good idea. No more me, me, me. It has to be a we. We all are going to benefit. We're all going to prosper from this. We're all going to be better off with this plan, with this goal, with this setup. No more forcing anything on anyone. No more you have to do this or you when it's only going to benefit yourself and not the other. This has been going on. This power trip, ego trip, narcissistic, power hungry, control hungry, manipulation hungry, in order to control the masses. You know, we live in the 21st century and we shouldn't have this nonsense, these wars. Is it for what, money? We do not have to keep repeating history anymore. We need to wake up to that. You know what you know what insanity looks like? Look around. Look on the social media. Look on the news media. Look what's been going on all along. Insanity. And what is the definition of insanity? You want different results, but you keep doing the same shit over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. That is our history repeating itself in this time period, in this era. I know one thing I could say, we gotta wake up to change that for the better, for the future generations. So they're not suffering this nonsense bullshit from our ancestors' mistakes and even the mistakes that we have made. They're innocent in all this. They shouldn't have to pay for it. And I keep talking about the limited beliefs, the programs, even the emotional energetic traumas. Since the beginning of our creation, living a false identity of who we are because of the lies, the deceit, and the bullshit, the limited beliefs, the programs, even the emotional energetic traumas. Our future generation should not have to take on that bullshit. Thing to transmute and alchemize those energetic, emotional traumas. I don't want my children to have to carry on my ancestors' bullshit. That's on them. They did what they did. They lacked knowledge, understanding as well. I don't blame them for that because they weren't aware. They weren't awakened. They were following the same broken system. They were under that manipulation, the control, you know, those of higher power or above everyone else or richer or royalty back in those times, even religion. And I am going to do everything I can to bring more awareness, to educate, to teach and share everything that I've learned that helped me wake up and realize we've had it all wrong all along. And this young, my daughter's generation, and, you know, now my grandchildren's, like, they shouldn't have to be struggling the way they are. And I take full responsibility because I have a partake in it too because of my own ignorance and lack of understanding. I'm not going to beat myself up for it, but now that I know what I know and I question everything, ask a question, question everything. Thank you, Dr. Joe Vitale. So I am here today to share the good news, my wonderful surprise. But my intention is we got to start thinking about this. Because the old ways of doing things was only for the benefit of certain ones while the others were left hanging and struggling. That cycle, that emotional, energetic trauma, the program, the belief from all of that has to change. And it's up to us to step up and change things for the better, not to control, not to force. There is a higher power, a life force energy that wants to help us come together in unity. And I'm going to share some of my own little powwows and conversations that I've had with this higher power. And I'm going to be raw and sharing my thoughts and my questions and even my venting and ranting that I've had with this life force energy. And, you know, my journey, my story of how I began, you know, and it's up to us. There's no need for division anymore. There's no need for racism. If you understood some truths of some of our ancient history and whatnot, you would understand how ridiculous their way of thinking was. It's mind-boggling to me, like, really? You know, so I just wanted to come up here and to share with you what's right now going on. I do have some episodes coming. I'm just trying to help her adapt to this motherhood and, you know, helping her with becoming a mom and nurturing it in this transition right now and with her schedule. And we didn't have a chance to do a few things that we were getting ready because she was due April 27th, to be honest. So he came April 13th. So there's that. So we're trying to play catch up and whatnot. But they are all healthy, good. She is just amazing. Did a great job bringing him into this world. And he's just too freaking cute. And he's a ginger. I'm so excited about that part. I'm like, he's a ginger. So there is just a lot going on and adjusting, adapting, and being flexible, and then trying to get back on this show. And I look forward to her joining me on Wake Up with KC, because she's going to share her story as well. We're going to talk about health, mental health, and spirituality. And yeah, and she is going to join me with my channeling as well when I come on here to channel. She has witnessed me channeling, has seen things in her mind's eye of what she sees when I'm channeling. She sort of does understand certain things when I channel, but it's an experience that you just got to experience it, see it, hear it, feel it. She has been seeing me going through my spiritual awakening and with this channeling. So she knows, and she understands some, you know, she's on her spiritual path too, you know? So look forward to, you know, those episodes, and I'll let you know in advance. I do have going through my organizer planner. Sorry. I do have what's coming. I have Craig coming up next. And I also have a Heather coming up. I think they're going to be aired next month in May. Bear with me because I'm still trying to help her adjust, but I do have them coming up. And then I'm trying to, now that she has, I was thinking that maybe I had some time to have her on the show, record it, and then schedule it to air this month, but that changed. So now I have to adapt and work out another plan in having her join me on the show. So as a co-host, and when she can't, she's bonding with baby now and whatnot. So I have to give her that space, and I love her enough to, you know, give her that time that she needs. So what I'm doing is I have to change things up again. So, you know, it's all good though. You know, everything happens for a reason. And I just learned to adapt and adjust and be flexible. It's all you can do when things are constantly shifting and changing, and especially with energies and planets and whatnot. And I'm not beating myself up. I'm not worrying about it. I'm just going with the flow and go with what feels good at the moment, and trusting my gut instincts, trusting the feelings of which way to go and what's the next step. What can I do for now? And just keep going. So I'm just excited, and this feeling that I'm holding on, this energy, this feeling that I'm just holding on to with my first grandson, that this love, this bliss, that's the best way I could describe it, this energy that's in me and flowing through me, this state of being that I am. And I just want you to feel it too. Like, feel this bliss, feel this energy. You know, if you could just picture a moment, vision, a memory of something that feels the same as this bliss that I have, that's being in a state of being. And it just naturally changes the frequency and vibration that you are, I want to say, emanating or projecting, expanding. Just let it do that. Like, this is free. This you can share with others, and I'm sharing this with you. And my intention is that it helps you. It brings some kind of joy, happiness, laughter, healing, in whatever way possible for you as well. Puts a smile on your face. You know, there's a song that I listen to every time I listen to it. And it's, oh my God, it's on the Michael Bublé playlist. And it's called, I think it's called Smile. And I play that when I'm, there's two different playlists that I play when I'm Ubering. It's one is Lindsey Stirling. She rocks on a violin. Okay. And then my Michael Bublé playlist. And I'm trying to figure out which. And there's somebody that else saying this before him. I have it going on in my head right now. Let's see. Oh my God, where is it? Smile. Crazy Love. Unchained Melody. Hello, Dolly. Wow, I didn't know that was in there. When You're Smiling. That's it. When You're Smiling. So I encourage you to listen to that song. And but there's somebody else that sang it before him. And I'm trying to find it because he's a, oh my gosh. What, I'm going to say, is it Nat King Cole or When You're Smiling? There was somebody else I sang before, and I think Michael Bublé just.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world, it smiles with you. When you're laughing,
baby, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying,
you know you bring on the rain. Stop that sighing. Be happy again. Keep on smiling. Cause when you're smiling,
the whole world smiles with you. So go look that up. I did a little singing line too. That's, yeah. I just got into the mood. Sorry. but I'm practicing that too. So there you go. Yeah, so bear with me. I'm still doing this show. I still have these plans to do this. And yeah, share with you my world, share with you my stories and life and what I've learned. And my intentions is that it helps guide you in waking up to realize certain aspects that, you know, we've all been duped. We've all been lied to. We've all have a false identity of who we are because of the programs. And, you know, even with our government and religion and whatnot, there is some key things about they are a part of the root of the problem because of not understanding our past history and especially our ancient history and how it keeps, that's part of the insanity. You know, once we wake up and realize that, oh, no, I'm dumb. Like, I don't want to be a part of that anymore. Because it doesn't serve a better purpose for humanity and mankind and even our planet that we live in and even our future generations. So there's that. And I'm just going to be honest and I'm going to be raw, authentic, and I'm going to be me and I'm going to just share. You know, what I've discovered and what I realized and hopes that it, you know, you might be thinking the same thing or been asking the same thing. And, you know, I'm not the only one though. There's others that before me that are talking about the similar things based on their own journey, what they've discovered as well, you know, and those are that were before us that have shared through books and whatnot, they've tried to tell us the truth too. You know, but they were silenced, tortured, assassinated, and whatnot. And, you know, bless their hearts, bless their souls. That was the purpose. And they did the best they could. And sharing some truths to help us. And I feel like we have to step up and realize it too for our future generations. Because we're only here for a moment. We're only here for a certain amount of time. You know, why don't we think of a better plan for our future generations? Do what we can, do our part in making sure that they're set up. It's not just for the privilege or royalty or the elite or not. No. That shit's going to change, and I'll share with you on another episode about that. But right now, it should be for everybody. You know. And that's what we have to change our mindset. It has to be for everyone. Because then we can leave and know without a shadow of a doubt that we did something good for our future generations. That they can live and be even after we're long gone. Just something to think about. So look forward to more with Wake Up with KC. And if I could find my little arrow, that would... Oh, it's on now. I was like, what did happen? So, until then, stay tuned.